Respected listeners, this is the month of Rajab, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he recite the moon, he recite this dua, when he recite the moon of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. This month of Rajab also reminds us about the greatest or one of the greatest miracles that happened with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars differ on the timing of this. Lot of scholars, or some scholars, say it happened on the 27th night of Rajab, which is tonight. Some scholars say they do not know the exact date. Nevertheless, the date is not important. The month is not important. What is important is that the event actually happened. And it's a reminder for us about the greatness of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the greatness of the deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and about the gifts Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought us from this one of the greatest events or miracles he had in his life. See, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come very close to him, to his throne above the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in Surah Al-Najm, وَكَانَ قَالَ حُسَيْنِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through a lot of turmoil and trauma, which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha called as the year of sadness. That year, approximately the ninth year of the Hijrah, or the ninth year before he made the Hijrah, Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, Abu Talib passed away. Khadija radiallahu anha was a rock of his support for him in his house. Abu Talib was a rock of his support for him outside his house, defending him. And not only that, the people of Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody was given as hard a time as I was given among any prophet. Nobody was as troubled as I was troubled. He goes to Taif in the year of sadness, after suffering trauma after trauma, after the harassment, humiliation, non-cooperation by the people of the city of Makkah. He decides to go to the city of Taif, about 120 miles north of Makkah al-Mukarramah. The people of Taif were known to be understanding, reasonable. The leaders were supposed to be respected and reasonable, understanding. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam travels with Zayd ibn Haritha to the city of Taif. When he reaches Taif, he meets the leaders of the Taif, city of Taif. But the leaders, contrary to the Arab hospitality, they treat him really bad. One of them says, "Are you the only one Allah chose to make a prophet? You're a liar. If you're lying, get away from my face." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very sad. He was hurt. He got up, dejected, discouraged, sad. He was walking. But that was not the worst part of it. The worst part is about to begin. The leaders of the city of Taif, they let the youth and the street urchins, teenagers, go after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tell him to throw stones, they told them to throw stones and rocks at him. The kids, the teenagers, came after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to literally run for his life. He was bleeding. The angels had never watched a scene like that before. The most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bleeding and running for his life. Prophet ﷺ ran for approximately 5 miles. Then on the outskirts of the city of Taif, when the kids, teenagers left him alone there, they were tired throwing stones. Prophet ﷺ said to the Halifa, takes him under the shade of the tree, where the enemies of Islam look by Shaiba, which the garden belonged to them. Rasulullah took refuge in their garden. Even they imagine enemies having pity and sympathy on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands in dua to Allah sallallahu, which shook the heavens in the sky. Oh Allah, it is my fault. I am weak and feeble, O Allah, to whom you have entrusted me to, O Allah. Your light that illuminates the heavens and the earth. Beautiful, profound words shape the heavens and the sky. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam comes down with another angel, the Prophet of Allah. Along with me, Allah has seen everything. Allah has heard everything what happened to you. Allah has sent an angel of mountains with me. If you order me, he will crush those mountains of Taif on the people of Taif. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was sent as a mercy to the entire mankind, not to take revenge and grudges have inside his heart. He said, if the people of Taif would not accept Islam, maybe the children, or maybe the children's children will accept Islam. And exactly that is what happened to the people of Taif of Banu Taif. Anyway, in a short time after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala learned the sadness and the broken heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sends Angel Jibreel alayhi salam to bring him up to the heavens and above the heavens, close to his throne. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, plucks up the roof from his house, picks up Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes him to Hadeen, the second open heart surgery done in the history of humanity. The first open heart surgery done when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 4 years old. Jibreel alaihi comes, opens his heart, takes out the black spot, the shaitan, from his heart. Now the second time he comes again, opens up his chest, takes out his heart, washes it with the water of Zamzam, brought in the bowl of gold from Piraeus, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to embark on a journey no man can dream of or imagine. Everybody knows people become famous and celebrities when they go in space, when they go to the moon. All of us know the first man to walk on the surface of the moon, Neil Armstrong, it just comes out of our times. Imagine Allah taking Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beyond the universe. I mean, solar system, you just see a dot in the making of galaxy. Just a small dot in one galaxy. Allah has created trillions and trillions of galaxies under the first heaven, Sama al-Dunya. When I say heaven, it's not the paradise, it's the sky. Below the first sky is such a vast universe Allah has created. And a human being goes to the moon and it becomes an instant celebrity. Imagine that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet, we are the ummatis of this Prophet, Allahu Akbar, such a Prophet. Jibreel alaihi salam takes him, he brings an animal called Buraq. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, smaller than the horse, bigger than a donkey, a mule. Takes him one instant of a moment, they reach Baitul Maqdis, Jerusalem. Allah is teaching us. Look, there's a transportation that can travel fast. None of us, none of the Muslims took the clue. And the non-Muslims came up with the discoveries and innovations of fast planes and trains and cars. We never took the clue from that. Baitul Maqdis. Why did Allah take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Baitul Maqdis? Why did he take took him straight up to the heavens and above? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us at that time that Qibla direction was Baitul Maqdis. Allah wanted us to show, and to Baitul Maqdis itself, that now, pretty soon, the direction you will have, you will turn towards Kaaba as Qibla. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw innumerable number of prophets, thousands of prophets, 125,000 prophets. They're coming and waiting for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jibreel Islam takes his noble blessed hands, takes him to lead two rakat salam. Aqama is given, two rakat pray, led by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imamul Anbiya Allahu Akbar. Not just our Nabi, Nabi of all the prophets, Nabi of all the ummats. After that, the journey of Burah stops. Because Burah is a means of worldly convenience. When you go about the space and beyond, worldly transportation will not help. You have to have a spaceship, you have to have a space shuttle, you have to have an air pressure for your body to endure. Because if a person, how can Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam travel in space and beyond without a spaceship, spacesuit, or a spaceship? Because when you go beyond the atmospheric pressure, the pressure Allah has created inside our bodies, which is balanced by the outside atmospheric pressure. When you go in the space, beyond the atmospheric pressure, no pressure, what happens? The pressure in the body comes out, bursts out like a balloon and a bomb, and the body explodes. Not only that, the temperature in space, at 0 degrees Celsius, water becomes ice. The temperature in space is averaged -300 degrees Celsius. You can put a banana in a space which freezes instantly, and you can hit a nail on the banana with a hammer and it will not go inside, it becomes so hard. How can Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without a spacesuit or a spaceship, travel in the space and above and beyond? Humanly impossible. Allah answers this question. سبحان الذي أسرى بأبده ليلاً من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. How can any human being or the Prophet travel in space? Allah says, سبحان سبحان. The only surah in the Quran beginning with سبحان, meaning Allah is pure above anything. Allah is pure of all transportation, of all freezing temperatures in space. Doesn't need any spaceship. Subhan alladhi asra bi abdi. He took his servant. When we show humility, respected listeners, when we show humility to Allah, when we show humility to our fellow human beings, Allah will raise us. Like He raised Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying, He was my servant. I took him, not Jibreel. Jibreel is the creation, makhluq. The Khaliq took him. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم وأستغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Do not have time to describe this beautiful event, respected listeners. But let me tell you, let me try to cut it down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the seventh heaven, the seventh sky. Not the paradise when I say heaven, the seventh sky. And after meeting prophets on different skies, what the language says is heavens, on the seventh heaven, on the seventh sky, in each of the heavens when you reach, the first heaven Adam alayhi salam, second heaven Yahya alayhi salam, third Yusuf alayhi salam, then Idris alayhi salam, then Harun alayhi salam, then Musa alayhi salam, the sixth heaven. All these prophets were sent by Allah as welcoming parties to receive Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the entrance of these heavens. But when he reached the seventh heaven, no one showed up to receive him. No prophet showed up to receive him. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw on the seventh heaven Baitul Ma'mur, a Kaaba exactly like a Kaaba on the ground. On the seventh heaven. On around the Kaaba, 70,000 angels were making tawaf. In the Jewish state of Prophet of Allah, these 70,000 angels will not get another opportunity until the day of judgment to do tawaf, because another 70,000 angels are waiting in the line. Rasulullah sees the angels doing tawaf, and he sees an old man with a big white beard, sitting with his hands on his knees, with his back against the Kaaba. Rasulullah says, who is that old man? if you really satisfies your father, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now Allah is teaching us the position and status of our fathers. The father does not come to receive the son out of respect. The son goes to the father. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks towards Ibrahim alayhi salam, touches his hands while he's sitting down. Ibrahim alayhi salam gets up, hugs him, kisses him. Marhaban ya Nabi al-Saleh. Marhaban ya Ibn al-Saleh. Welcome, O pious Prophet. Welcome, O son of the Prophet. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, convey my salams to your people. Convey my salams to your people. And tell them that paradise, land of paradise, is barren, beautiful, luscious, fertile, but it's barren, it's empty. The trees of paradise are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The more you say, the more the trees will be planted in your paradise. After that, Ibrahim alayhi salam takes him to a point called the Quran's Sidratul Muntaha. A point beyond which Ibrahim alayhi salam says, no creation has ever gone before. Not even angels have gone from you. If I take one step, I will burn to ashes, he says. No reason for me to go beyond this. What Prophet Allah has given us, such a prophet. And he takes his ways so lightly, which can take us beyond Sidratul Muntaha, so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa goes alone beyond that point. Very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The conversation starts, At-tahiyyatu lillahi, Allah is telling Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat wa tayyibat, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, O Prophet, and may the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. At that time, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget anyone of us. He didn't forget anyone of us. He responded to Allah, As-salamu alayna wa ibadillahi salihin. O Allah, may your peace and mercy and blessings be upon all those servants of your righteous and pious servants. Allah may respond to us. When the angels heard this conversation, they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, which has become part of our salat. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, Allah gave three gifts to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person receives gifts at that stage, at that level, so close to Allah azza wa jal, the gifts have to be really important, precious, priceless. The first gift Allah gave to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 5 times salat. The Sahaba were so excited and happy, they were ecstatic when they got this gift from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, now we can draw from the treasures of Allah through salat. You pray 5, Rasulullah said, you get the reward of 50, because the 50 was originally given. You pray 5, you get the reward of 50. Such a gift has been given to us. As-salatu qurrata ayn. Rasulullah said, salat is the coolness of my eyes. Idha hazabaha amrun faza'a ila salat. Whenever any difficulty comes to me, I turn to salat. As-salatu biftahil khazain. Salat is the treasure, is the keys for the treasures of Allah. Such a gift from Allah. If Allah took Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so close to him, so close to him, the mi'raj, the qurb of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nearness of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so close to Allah, Allah has also given us the qurb and nearness, respectivelessness, in our salat. In the sajid
يسجد قدمي الرحمن. Rasulullah said, when a person does sajda, when a person puts his forehead on the ground, he is closest to Ar-Rahman. He is closest to Ar-Rahman. And how close can he get to Allah? Even then, 95% of us do not pray five times salah. 95% of the Muslim Ummah does not pray five times salah. And I'm trying to say this out of hurt, pain, concern. And all of us should have this and have this. When we refuse to bow down to Allah the Khaliq on the ground, put our forehead on the ground, we're being made to bow down before the Makhluq. No excuses, respected listeners. No one to blame but our own selves. If I'm missing my Fajr Salah, I cannot blame Shaitan for that. And Allah has given us such a gift. How can we miss it? When Allah has made our sustenance risk easy through the Salah, how come our yaqeen, certainty, faith is so weak? This month of Rajab, respected listeners, let it remind us to be punctual and regular in our salah. To make up the salats we have missed. Allah is forgiving, but He just doesn't forgive like that. If He wants, He can. But He has made the means of forgiveness. If we have missed salat in our lives, let's try to make them up so that Allah can forgive for making an effort. Pray to rakat. Qadha Salah, for the ones we have missed before Fajr Salah, becomes easy, doesn't become a burden. Salah has come to relieve us of a burden we have made a burden upon ourselves. Pray two rakat Salah Fajr you have missed before Fajr Salah. Pray four rakat after Dhuhr we have praised you for the missed Dhuhr Salah. Pray four Asr before you pray Asr. Pray three Maghrib extra after you pray your Maghrib regular Fard. Pray four Isha after your Fard Isha. That way we make up all the missed Salah. And even if he died before that, Allah will count us among those who tried and made an effort, and Allah will forgive us, inshallah. The second gift Allah gave is the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه ومؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته till the end of the words. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Allah taught us how to make dua. Allah taught us what to ask Allah. Allah told us, you ask, I will answer, I will give it to you. The third gift Allah gave the Prophet ﷺ was, Allah said to Prophet ﷺ, I will forgive all of your people. I will forgive all of your people except those who commit partners, who associate partners to Allah ﷻ, who commit shirk. May Allah ﷻ give us understanding. May Allah ﷻ make this month of Rajab, bless us in this month of Rajab, to make us punctual in Salah, our families punctual in Salah. May Allah bless us in Shaban, give all the blessings Allah is willing to give it to us. And may Allah make us reach the month of Ramadan. ربنا أتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا في نفسنا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. عباد الله إن الله يعبد بالحديث والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وأقم الصلاة.